We have done this, together and individually. I did this. The sins that I rationalize and give a home are unmasked in the passion of Jesus, and they are horrible and ugly and brutal. What have we done? My God, what have I done with my sins? At the time, they seemed like nothing or excusable or justifiable. But now I can see a little of the ugliness of sin. Jesus submits to torture and death for us, for our forgiveness, for our healing, so that we may live. So on this Good Friday, though in the past we have offended God and discarded him and turned away from him, today at least do not look away from him. Do not rush ahead past the passion, past the body of Jesus on the cross. Remain with God while he loves you on the cross and in the tomb. In just a moment, we'll have the adoration of the Holy Cross. The cross will be brought in solemnly. And as we have this image of Jesus on the cross, look at Jesus and behold God's love for you. And let your heart be pierced. Don't fight his outpouring of blood. Don't try to make him love you less or make your sins cost him less. Don't be afraid of how this love pierces us. Don't be afraid of how it will change you. Just receive him. Receive him as he gives himself all for you, with gratitude and with quiet reverence.